like the president. You're the head. So if you're going to live very, very long, your children are going to be ahead yet. Like this, when you go, your children will take over. So like that's when he said to him, you shouldn't live that long in order to give your children a chance also to take over your gedula. Avua bari'iyo u'minyamin bari'iyo. These two people, Chadoma once said, tastily, it should be good for me, t'layestaki b'kusi. I never looked at a kusi. Kusi is a rush. I never looked at a kusi. I should get a bracha for that. The Chadoma once said, tastily, it should come good to come to me, t'layavdi shutvis v'adikusi. I never made a partnership with a kusi. She'i'ya. Why? The moral says, because a kusi is a rush, you like to swear, you'll swear to the wrong thing. It's not good to have a partner that's a rush. Shalu Tamidu Rabbi Zera. B'mar Rach Tiyomim. How will you zeichet have a long life? Omelhem. Miyom Alek Parati B'Tech Beisi. I never got angry in my household. I was never angry at anybody. V'lo Tzarati B'Fnei Misha Godri Meni. I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. That I never stepped on him. I never took away their covet. V'lo Hirati B'Mavoyes Hamatunofis. I never thought in learning Torah in a makom you're not allowed to. In a makom, a dirty place that has shmutz, there's waste there, you're not allowed to learn Torah there. I never even thought in Torah. V'loi helachti dal ramas b'loi Torah. I never walked dal ramas without learning Torah. Stam means in a place that I'm allowed to learn Torah. But not in the makom of Tanofis. V'loi tefillin. I never walked dal ramas without wearing tefillin. He always wore tefillin. So Rashi says b'loi Torah, shegiyasasi shkur v'pi tamid. His Torah was always coming out of his mouth. He was always talking and learning. For lo yeshanti b'beis hamedrash, I never slept in the beis hamedrash. Leshinas kvav leshinas arei, not a long sleep, not a nap. I never slept. It's makom kadosh. I didn't sleep there. Like it says by Yaakov Avinu that when he woke up, he was scared because he said if he would have known this place is a makom shchina, he wouldn't have slept there. You're not supposed to sleep in a makom kadosh. For lo shosti b'takolas chaveri, I was never happy when my friend had a downfall. For like Karasi Lachaveri Bakranichosi. I never called my friend in a nickname. For Yarmala some say Bakranichosov, so Rashi said that means even a nickname that the family called him. Amol, the family gave you like a middle name. Even that name also I never called my friend. I was always makbet to call my friend by his right name, not by any nickname. So the Mishnah says, V'yoyid Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Beis HaKnes HaShechorov. If a base of Knesset is chorav, it's ruined, nobody uses it anymore. Still, ein maspidim b'soichoi. It has kedusha that makom, and you're not supposed to bring a mace there, like to say a hesped there. V'ein mavshilim b'soichoi chavolim. You can't go there to make strings there. So Rashi says there's lav dafka making strings, but just that any type of work you should not do in a room shul. In other words, to make string, Rashi says, you need a long place. You have to roll the strings to roll it up. You need a wide place. So usually a shul is a nice wide place. You would want to use it to make the strings. You're not allowed to. V'ein porshin l'soichoi mitzudais. You can't put inside their traps. V'ein shoitchin agaga peris. You can't put on the roof of a basic nesis fruits to dry up. In other words, even though the basic nesis is chorav, but they're not davening there anymore, still it has kedusha, and you have to be nice in the kedusha. V'ein oisa noisa kapandria. You're not allowed to make a shortcut through a shul. You want to go from the alleyway to Beverly, and now last time walk through the shul to make a shortcut. Shneamar the pasuk says, "V'hashi moisi es mikdashechem," that I'll destroy the mikdashim. If we dashin kedushasan af keshein shememin, even when the base of mikdash is destroyed, still there's kedusha and it's makom. And we'll see in the Gemara that a base of knesses and a base of medrash is called a mikdash mat. So the same way the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha after it's destroyed, the same way every Beis HaKnesset, the Beis HaMedrash also has Kedusha even after it's destroyed. Olu boy asovim. Let's say now on this ruined ground, grass grows up, asovim, reeds grow up. Is lo yitlut, you should not pluck them out. Bef nayagmas nefesh, to make people feel bad. In other words, they'll look, they'll feel so terrible. This was a place we used to daven. Used to be a Beis HaKnesset. And now look what's doing, their reeds are growing up. So you should not pluck them out, but rather leave them there, b'fnei agmas nefesh, people should feel bad that the shul was chorav. Right, so tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan, botei kinesiyois einoyge b'mkalas rush. And the basic knesset, the place that you daven, that means the basic knesset is kavua. A makom that's kavua for only davening there, you're not allowed to be noyge kalas rush. Like do easy thing, light things there. What does that mean? Like ein oichlem bem, you can't eat there. V'yein shoysim bem, not allowed to drink there. V'yein yusim bem, you can't get dressed in the shul. Rashi says it means v'yein miskashtim asoichoi, like the women can't put on makeup there, or anybody can't get dressed there. Make yourself look nice in the shul, you shouldn't do. V'yein metayelim bem, you don't take a walk, stam in shul, talking to somebody. V'yein nichnosim bem, b'chamach ne'achamah. And if it's too sunny outside, you don't go into shul now to protect yourself from the sun. And if it's raining outside, it's not nice to go into shul to protect yourself from the rain. So Malkam Kodesh, that's called Kalas Rosh. You start walking in there for your own purposes and not for the Malkam Kodesh. You're not allowed to bring a mace into a shul to say a hesped there if it's a hesped shayochid. We'll soon see what that means. But you allow to read in the shul, you allow to learn there. If there's a hespit, either it's a gadol that was nifter, and the whole rabbim is going to come together, or else you have big gedolim that are going to say the hespit, that a lot of people are going to come together. If the rabbim and everybody's coming together, but then it's a tzarech, you have no place else to say the hespit, then you're allowed to use the shul. It's when you're going to have the whole rabbim coming together, then it's mutter. Rashi, Hespit Shal Rabbi means Shal Talmud Chochem. Shemes, if a Talmud Chochem died, Shetzrichim Nesasev. You need a place for a lot of people to get together. Ula Aspidoi, Ubeis HaKnesses Royal Akach, Vavnei Shul Bayis Godel. Since the shul is the big room, so if you need it, then you're allowed to. As if you don't need it, you have a small Levaya, you should not go into the shul. Vashenken, if it's a big Levaya, a lot of people are coming together, then you're allowed to use the shul to make the Hespit there. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when is this said, the Yeshuvan? When they're using the shul isn't in use. Ava bechubonon, after it's destroyed, manicha noisa, you leave the shul, you leave it alone. The oilen ben asovim, and you let the grass, the reeds grow there. V'lo yitlosh, and you should not pluck out the grass, mefayak masnefesh, in order that people should feel bad. They'll see the mokum that was once the basic knesses, and now nothing's doing there, just reeds are growing up, will make you feel bad. So Murray asks, Asovim Mandacha Shemayim. Who's talking about grass here? We had a machlokes, can you do these things in the shul or not? So he said, it's only said when the shul is in use. But the chubonon, it's mutter. Manichanos, then you could do these things there. So who's talking about now about letting the grass, plucking out the grass or not? So Murray says, Chasuri Mechsavoch Ketoni. Something is missing here, and this is the way it should be learned. O Mechabde Noisoi, O Mavitsa Noisoi. This is not Alochim. When you have a base of Knesset that's in use, you're supposed to be mechaber, clean the floor, or mavitz nois, like throw water on the floor to keep it nice and clean. To use the floor, why? Kadesh lo yalo ben asovim. To make sure grass does not grow up, the reeds should not grow up. There's an inyan to keep the shul clean, to make sure no reeds grow there. And now on this, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when was this said, that you're supposed to make the shul look nice, and not let the reeds grow up there? Is the yeshuvan only when you're using the shul? Avo bechubonon, after the shul is destroyed, manicha noison. Then you're allowed to let the grass, the reeds grow up. Lalois, you're allowed to let them grow there. Olu behen asovim, let's say the grass did grow up there, then the din is lo yitloish. You're not supposed to cut it down anymore, let it keep on growing. If neyagmas nefesh, the people should feel bad to see such a mokum that used to have kedusha to it, now nothing doing. Omer Rabbi Yassi. Boti kinesiya sheba bovil al tenai hein asuyin. A basic knesses in bovil, not in Eretz Yisrael in bovil, ishno metchila was built on a tenai. As if to say that what? That Rash Tosis learns that just means that after the basic medrash, the basic knesses is chorav, the kedusha goes off it. In economy, calls the man the basic knesses, you're using it, a tenai doesn't help. Not like a lot of people knowing today. When you build a shul, even if you build it metchila on a tenai, that you want to sometimes use it for other purposes, it doesn't help. The Tanai Tosafot says doesn't help. As far as Mashlem is Gemara here. The Tanai only helps that when the Beis HaMedrash is Chorav, then you're allowed to do these things. Our Mishnah says, even after the Beis HaKnesses is Chorav, still there's Kedusha there, you can't do these things there. So on this, the Gemara is saying that the Batei Knesses and Bavel, since they build it up on a Tanai in a condition, that if we want to use it for another purpose, it helps when it's destroyed. And the Gemara says, Al Tanai Ein Asuyin, V'yafa Pekein and Noigavim Kalas Rosh. But even so, still, even when it's Chorav, you can't be Noig Kalas Rosh. That you can't do in a Mokkan, that's a Shul. Oman Ninu, what's called Kalis Rosh that he can't do? Cheshbonis. Stam to make Cheshbonis, stam to do your business there. Stam to make calculations of stam things, natural Dvar Mitzvah, it's also to do in the Mokam of a Shul, even after it's destroyed. That's what Taisa, the top Taisa. What's a Lema? Calls the man Shane Vitalin. Calls the man the Shul is bottle, then you can do what you want. To a Chazin of a Price of Liel. The Gamam Royam, where you're Royam Lukonis Lehem Lukashamim. You can't said before the Maisa, when it was raining, you can't go inside it. Elamishum the Shemite, because they were learning Torah. But calls the man, the Beis Knesset is in use, you can't do what you want there, even though it was made on a Tanai. The Tanai Taisa says only helps that after the Shul is bottle, is Chorav, then you can do what you want in the Shul. By the Omer Abasi, Beis HaKnesset Shemachashvim Boi Cheshbonis. If you have a shul, that people do their cheshbonis, they make the calculations there, they do their base income tax there, they do their accounting there, is Malinin Boi HaSemes, because of that Avera, that the Noi Kalas Rosh and Shul, so they come out, you're going to have to leave a mace there. For the Gemara Malinin said the battle, what's one got to do with the other? So Gemara says, like Leisagi, the Lav Hochi, it's possible you won't have to leave over a mace. So what do you have to do with a mace here? So Gemara means like this, Ela Lesoif, she learned a boy mace mitzvah. What it means to say is because of this Avera, that people are Noi Kalas Rosh and Shul, it's going to come out that people will die in the city, and there'll be nobody to take care of them, there'll be a mace mitzvah. So it's going to come out that you can have a mace mitzvah to take care of because of this Avera. Because of the Avera that you're not knowing covered to the basic Knesset, the people will die. Right. V'ye niyusin mihen. It says what? You're not allowed to get dressed up in shul. Omar Rovo Chachomim V'talmideye Mutorim. But the Rebbe and his Talmidim that are learning there in the Beis Medrash, they're allowed to, like, get dressed there. The Amir Shurban Levi, my Bei Rabbonin, why is it called the Bei Rabbonin? Means base of the Rabbonin. Since they're learning Torah there the whole day, they're there the whole time, so it's not called Kalas Rosh if they do what they have to do. They're allowed to get dressed there, they're allowed to eat there, they could drink there, because they're living there. They're talking living in the Beis Medrash and learning there. Srashi, my Bei Rabbonin, Lo Makorin Bote Midrashas Bei Rabbonin. Why is the Beis Medrash called the Bei Rabbonin? Nefisha Beis on Hu L'Chol Dover. Because that's what they live there. That's the Beis on L'Chol Dover. Like they're living there the whole day, so they're allowed to. That's part of the learning Torah. They're doing what they want the whole day there. Right, and then the Mishnah says, V'yeh Nechnosim Behem B'cham Ofnei Achamom U'v'gshom Ofnei Agashomim. Even when it's raining outside, you're not allowed to go into the shul just to protect you from the rain. So this is Taisa's Raya that it doesn't help a Tanai. Like if you made the shuls and bubble on a Tanai, so the chur of Tanai is whenever we need it, we should be allowed to use it. So if it's raining, why can't you go in there? Elamai, nothing doing. Even when it's raining, you can't go into shul. Calls them on the shul is usable. It has its kedusha. It can't be Nei Kalas Rosh. Tomorrow says, Kiho de Ravino Ravada Barmasna. Heavy Kaimi Vishali Shilta Me Rava. They are both learning Torah, asking questions from Rava. In the middle, also Zilcha de Mitra. It came down a rainfall. Came down. I'm a Levei Kanishta, so right away they walked into Shul. Amr, they said like this. Haidi Alin Levei Kanishta, that we went into the Shul, love me Shul Mitra. Not because time is raining outside, we want to protect ourselves from the rain. Ele Mishum de Shmaita Boi Tilusa. Because learning Torah needs a clear headlight, a clear day, kiyuma diyistina. You need a clear day to learn Torah. In other words, you have to have yishuv adas, your mind has to be with you when you're learning. So it was hard for them to learn outside in the rain. That's why they were made to go into shul. But Atosha says that they wouldn't have been learning, they would not have had to go into shul. You can't go in for your own purpose. But they went in because that was the purpose of learning. For learning, you're allowed to go in. Right. Omalei Ravacha Breda Rovel Ravashi. I Itzruch Leili Inish. Lemikre Gavra Mevei Kanishta. Let's say you have to go into shul for the purpose of calling out somebody. You're not going in there to daven now. You're just, somebody's in there. Your father's there. You want to call him out? So how do you go in? You're not allowed to go into a shul for your own purpose. My, what should you do? Omalei said like this. If you're a Talmud Chacham, when you go into shul, say halacha there. So it's not called you went in just for your own purpose to call somebody out. You're there, you're learning there. If you're not a learn Mishnah, say a Mishnah. V'ikarif not to read chumishu line up suka. Say a posik. V'loy, if you don't not even say chumish, leimel el yenuka eimeli psukechem. Go tell a kid there in shul, teach me a posik chumish. But do some learning when you're in shul, then it's okay to go in there just to call somebody else. Inami, in other territories, nishoya purta v'nekem. If you sit down a little bit in shul, then get up, it's okay. Because there's a mitzvah, ashra yeshra v'sechem. There's a mitzvah just to sit in shul. Just sitting in shul is called a mitzvah. So if you go in there and sit down, that's a mitzvah. So even though you're going in now to call somebody else out, but if you sit down, that's also alright. The lochitz brought down, what you should do is, first you should call your friend, and then you should sit down. Shasant. Because what you do later, that's the more chash of a thing. So the ma'aseh said, look then that you're in there to learn. Just while you're learning, you're also calling your friend. But if you first just say a pasuk and then you run to your friend to call him out, it looks like the main thing you did was to call your friend out. That's not right. So kids, if you say psukim, it's also all right. So you should go in there, tell something, and then it could even be on your way out. If you say psukim or say a mishnah, that would also be good. You have to sit down only if you're not doing any learning there. Fighter, umaspidin ben hesped shorabim. There's a chilek. Stam hesped you shouldn't say in shul, but if it's shorabim, you're allowed to. Heichidom yesped to the rabim. What's called a hesped for a rabim? A lot of people. Is mocho Rav Chizda pointed going hesped the koy de rosheshes. As Rav Chizda and rosheshes are both alive at the same time, and each one was giving respect to the other one. So Rav Chizda was saying, if there ever be a hesped, the rosheshes will go there to say the hesped there, so the whole city for sure is going to come to hear and say the hesped. That's called the hesped shorabim, that you're allowed to do it in shul. And mocho rosheshes on the other hand pointed to Rav Chizda to say, Kagoin has spent the koi by Rav Chizda. If there'll be a hesped, that Rav Chizda would be the same hesped, also the whole city will come to hear him give the hesped. That's called, you need a big place for everybody to come together, then it's mutter to do it in the shul. Rafram asafte lekalaisei, b'bei kenishta. Rafram set a hesped on his daughter-in-law, and he said the hesped in shul. Omri said like this, Mishum yikoro didi. Like to give respect to me and to my daughter-in-law, for sure the whole rabbim is going to come, so we need a big place, it's mutter to do it in shul. Reb Zera safti luhumi rabbonin v'knishtim. Zera also gave hesped for a rabbonin in the shul. Omri said also, if not only for respect of this person, but for me that I'm there giving the hesped, the whole rabbim will come, therefore we're allowed to do it in shul. Resh Lakish safta luhutzum rabbonin to shchicha b'yad Yisrael. Rav Shlokish once was saying a hesped for Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael to have a tani hilchaso. He was learning halachis b'chav dalat shurta. That means he was a rebbe learning to talmidim that was sitting in 24 rows. He had like 24 rows of talmidim. He was teaching them Torah. That's what he used to do. His damas Resh Lakish said about the Talmud Chacham, they choscha arad Yisrael gavu rabba. Like Oyvei, Eretz Yisrael is losing a great person. Now another story happened. Have a Tony Hilchasa Sifra v'Sifri. There was a person that was learned for himself just Sifra Sifri v'Tosefta. And he died. Also v'Yom Rav Nachman. They told Rav Nachman, Lispa Deimar, give him a hesped. Omar, he said, Heichinas v'Dei. How should I say hesped? Is Haitzina Demoli Sifri. That this person was like a bag full of svarim. Tichaser. That's what they're missing. In other words, he didn't give him that much covet by stairs because he didn't learn with other people. He was just learning for himself. So he said, we're missing now like a bag full of svarim. Fatechazi ma'bed kifa da'av Yisrael lechasid of the Bavel. See what's the difference between the great people of Eretz Yisrael and the people of Bavel. Fatechanan hosim. Learned over there. Says a really Mishnah novice. If somebody uses the crown, he'll pass over, go out of the world. Which means if you use the crown of Torah for your own respect, for your own purposes, you'll have Misa. That means if somebody uses, lets a Talmud Chacham work for him, that's his Inyan HaCholef, it's no good, it's not a good thing. So the Bach says you skip these next three words. Kisul Shatur shouldn't really be here. Now, v'yomer ula, l'shtamish inish b'man de toni abo, v'lo l'shtamish b'man de masni abo. You could have somebody work for you if you just learn four Sadarm of Mishnayasin, but not to somebody that learned to other people four Sadarm of Mishnayas. In other words, if you learn to other people, that's a bigger Madregum, you're not allowed to let him work for you. You can't be Mishtamish with him. That's this Mishnah, or the Ishtamish Patagas, somebody uses, makes like a Talmud Chacham work for him, to be Mishtamish Shem is Cholav, you'll go up past over the world. Mora says, Gihor de Resh Lakish. What's happened to him with Resh Lakish? Heavy Ozil B'Yurch, he was going in the street. Moti Urka Modemai, came over like a river. He was walking through a big puddle of water, and it was hard for him to go over it. Is also Garber, a person came to Resh Lakish, Achav Akasvei. He picked Resh Lakish up, put him on his shoulders. He'll come Amalei and carry him over the water. Omalei, so Resh Lakish asked this person, Chorus, did you read Chumash? Omalei Karina, yes, I read Chumash. Tonis, did you learn Mishnayas? Tanina, I learned Mishnah. Tanina, Arba Sidra Mishnah. I learned four Sidurim of Mishnayas. Omalei, so Resh Lakish told him, Fasalta Luchua Bo Ture, you like hacked out four mountains. For Tanta Bei Resh Lakish Akasvacha, like how come you carrying me? Like you're a Talmud Chacham, and I'm not allowed to be Mishtamish to use a Talmud Chacham. So Resh Lakish told him, Shodi Balakisha B'maya, throw me down, throw Resh Lakish into the water. Omalei, so the person answered back, Nichali, no, I'd rather the Shemina Lamar. I'd rather carry you, but teach me. You want to do me something a favor back? Teach me some Torah. Ihochti, if so, gome minei hamilsa. Resh Lakish went right away to teach him these two halachas. To Yom Reb Zera, Reb Zera said like this. Resh Lakish taught him this halacha of Reb Zera, that Benoisi Yisroel heinech miru al atzman, that the Benoisi Yisroel will machmer upon himself and look as nida. Sha'afilu royas tipas dam kichardul yosheva sol of shivas nekiyim. Shiva nekiyim. That's the chumra of Reb Zera. They even told me the Raisa, when an Isha first becomes a nida, she only has to wait 7 days whether she sees or not. After 7 days, if she doesn't see any more dam, she'll go to the mikveh, she's tore. We have the service said, the Bereshit Yisrael machmeno, that any time they see even a little speck of dam, they noig as if they have a din zover on them, and they have to wait till they have zayin nikiyim. They have to count 7 days that they don't see any dam at all. That's called the chumrah they made upon themselves. Right, another loch he told him was, Tanah Dvei Eliyahu, kol ha'ashoyne halochos. Whoever learns halachas, our girsas b'chol yoyim, is muftach loishu ben olam haba. He's for sure to be a ben olam haba. She never apostle says halichas olam loy. His al tikri halicha is not stam walking, el halachas. In other words, halachas is the pshat that's supposed to teach us how to go. Halichas mean walking. How do we know how to walk? We're through the halachas. The halachas how to teach us how to walk through. Seems what the two halachas that Resh Lakish taught this person. By the Tana Rabbanan.